This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What is Ben Cherington planning on doing at the deadline? We'll hear from the Pirates GM coming up in a couple of minutes from his radio show right here on 93.7 The Fan yesterday. It is Ben Cherington's 51st birthday today, Dorm.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ben.
51.
So he was 45.
Yes.
44 when he took over the Pirates.
Yeah.
And they haven't had a winning season since. And things are bad. But yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's the worst birthday wish of all time. I'm sorry, Ben.
Well, I don't think that he's... I mean, he's probably getting paid handsomely.
Yes.
I mean, he's a general manager in Major League Baseball. Things could be worse.
Good point by you.
Could be way worse.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's funny you say that, because I found myself feeling bad for Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller has been pitching great. His last 13 starts, he has 10 quality starts. He has an ERA of 3.04, and he's not winning any baseball games. And he clearly wanted to be here. That's why he signed his contract. So I feel bad. There's all this trade speculation. And then it hit me. My man's making over $50 million. Like, yes, new baby. Yes, it's hard to uproot your family. That all stinks. No matter how much money you have. It just does. And it's all relative. I can't feel that bad, though. He's making over $50 million. Think he'll be fine. When Paul Skeens makes history, can you enjoy it? Or are you like me and pull your hair out in frustration because the team is so bad? Greg in Lawrenceville wants to chime in. Hi, Greg.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. The worst place to eat pizza is while you're having sex.
Thank you, Greg. One could argue that's also the best place to eat pizza.
Never done it. Never tried it. After or before, for sure.
You got a carbo load.
Yeah, you got a load.
For some of that late night marathon sex. Have you ever eaten in the act?
No.
Me? Wait a second here.
I probably have taken a bite of something that was food related during a little break. Probably. You probably have, yeah. I could say yes.
So you're in the middle of passionate lovemaking. You're like, hold up. Let me get a bite of that calzone.
Right. Yeah, I probably have.
Let me get a little stromboli action.
Uh-huh. Yep. You got to feel real comfortable with.
Of course.
Yeah. What's going on. But I could probably say that I probably have at some point.
I've never needed a break, Dorn. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ben Cherington, on his radio show yesterday, asked what his plan is, what the focus is at the deadline.
First and foremost, our focus is short term. By short term, I don't mean necessarily August of 2025, but you know, our focus is going to be how do we get this thing on track and be better in 2026, win more games in 2026. So that's our focus, is, you know, in all of our decision making. That doesn't mean that you know, we wouldn't trade a player for a prospect. You know, that just means that if we do that, it's in our mind a way to add value to the organization that we can somehow use that or use or in other ways build back, you know, towards a better team in 2026. So it's a short term focus. The simplest thing beyond that is that, look, obviously we got to score in order to win more games in 2026. We got to score more runs. Our pitching and defense has mostly kept us in games, with the exception of, you know, every once in a while we have a game like yesterday. But for the most part, you know, we're in games. We're just not scoring enough runs to both put together longer winning streaks and or avoid, you know, the losing streak that we're on right now. So we have to solve that. We have to score more runs. So that's an overall goal. Doesn't mean that every move we make will be about acquiring offense, but between now and April of 2026, we have to put ourselves in a position to do that, to score more runs. And then I think the third thing is just to be ready to be opportunistic. The bad news is that this has been a very difficult stretch, and, you know, ultimately responsible for that. We have to fix it. We have to take the silver lining of that, in that sometimes that means that between now and in July, opportunities will come our way. We have to be ready to take advantage of those, to be opportunistic, to be ready to act if there are things that clearly are of benefit to the Pirates longer term. That's our job. So short-term focus, you know, put ourselves in a position between now and next April to score more runs and be opportunistic.
That doesn't sound like a man who's fearful of his job, of losing his job. That sounds like a guy who is at the head of the ship, who believes he'll continue to be at the head of the ship. John Parato of many different outlets, but also Pittsburgh Baseball Now, reported on Friday that Cherington is under contract until 2027. Now, obviously, Derek Shelton was under contract and they still fired him. And both Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle were under contract for two more years when they were both fired at the end of the 2019 season. So it's not like Bob Nutting hasn't paid guys not to work before, and it's not like he hasn't paid multiple guys not to work before. But Ben Cherington just sounds comfortable, man. And maybe I'm reading into that wrong. I mean, what is he supposed to say? But to me, he sounds like a guy who believes he's going to be here in April of 2026.
Yeah, he has some type of security. You could just tell in his voice, because there's just no, I mean, you know, usually whenever you're fearing for your job, you're like, okay, like, we got to make some serious moves. And just be honest about it. Like, you're honest to the media. You're honest in your interviews. You're like, and you know the perception of you and of the situation. And you know the fire that you've been walking upon, and how hot
your butt
is. The kitchen is, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, usually you're like, yeah, we got to make some significant moves. I mean, full stop. So it doesn't seem like... you know, he's really worried about the situation at hand right now.
Well, and that being said, to your point, yeah, it does sound like, if he is to be taken at face value on his 51st birthday, that there is a little bit of a different philosophy this deadline than there has been the last few years. Because famously he said, you have to be comfortable saying no.
Right.
Now it's, we need to get better for next year. You can't be saying no a lot right now.
Well, there's a difference between philosophy and getting it done, too.
Absolutely.
Like, and usually you build up that credibility, right? It's like, okay, you say one thing, and then it's like, all right, like, things didn't fall your way. You tried, and it's out there in the public that you tried, and you wanted to get this guy. It just didn't work. It's like, okay, then he comes around and says what he says now, and it's like, you know, we got to get the best available or whatever of that nature. He doesn't have the credibility to even say that right now, because we know that it's probably not going to get done.
Right. It would have to come to fruition before anybody could have any faith in this guy at the deadline.
Right.
Until you actually change your MO, your MO is going to be the guy who has said no at the deadline. Like, if you had given up something, you could have had Jazz Chisholm, and you could have had that figured out. And now maybe you're two bats away instead of three bats away from having an average major league offense, which, hey, you're still a ways away, but you're closer than you are right now.
Uh-huh.
But you weren't willing to go above and beyond to blow the Marlins away with a trade offer. If Ben Cherington is to be the guy, and I'm going to operate under the understanding that right now he's going to be the guy in 2026, there needs to be urgency, not just to save his job, but to make good on Dan Paul Skeens, who, now you've wasted 2 years of his career, and you're going to have him for what? At most, 3 more years? It's got to be urgency right now. There are five sellers in Major League Baseball. This is a seller's market. You need to be getting hauls.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Nightingale jumped on with Pony on Friday and said that he thinks the Pirates could get a haul for Mitch Keller. Now, we talked to Noah Hiles on Friday, and he's going to join us today at 8. And he said, you write down what you want in a Mitch Keller trade, and unless those demands get met, you don't move them. I agree with that. But that, to me, looks like two hitters. One guy who's going to come in and be in your major league lineup the day of the trade, and a guy who is knocking on the door to be a big leaguer. A legit prospect who's getting blocked in another organization, who is someone who profiles to be an impact bat. And if you don't get those guys, you actually do say no now, and you make that trade at the deadline. It is easier to do those things at the deadline because you're trying to get rostered players to come in and help you immediately. But you want to find a team that's desperate. Right now is desperation time. So you have to be prepared to act. And that was the third part of his answer. You have to be able to take advantage of the opportunity. Well, you're damn right.
Mm.
This is a massive opportunity. This isn't where anybody wants the Pirates to be. Not by a long shot. But when you're one of like five sellers and you've got maybe the best starting pitcher on the market, you better get something for the guy. Texter writes in, I have type 1 diabetes, and more often than not, I have to stop for a snack break during sex.
There you go.
So what's that look like? Like a handful of cashews or?
No.
You reach over, you throw in a piece of deli meat, like some prosciutto.
Yeah, whatever.
Something you can get down quick. A little slice of cake.
A carrot cake. A little slice of cheesecake. Keep that on your little dresser next to your bed. Have a fork there and just dive into that real quick. Get a little bite.
We really can't on traditional radio get into all the details here, but like, when's the right time to take a break? Like, what is a good stop time? Like, it's not like in golf where you make the turn and it's like, okay, now it's time for a hot dog. Like, what is time for the break? I don't know. Text us 412-928-9370. We'll keep talking to Yins about Ben Cherington when we come back. What Bob Nightingale had to say about some Pirates that could be on the move. And also, when you are a Pirates fan, even when something good is happening, you should always expect the worst. Well, the worst may have happened for Connor Griffin in the Futures game. We'll get to that as well when we come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back. Noah Hyles live from Atlanta coming up at 8 o'clock. He was at the Futures game. He was at the MLB draft last night. He'll be at the Home Run Derby with O'Neill Cruz tonight and the All-Star game where Paul Skeens is starting tomorrow. Well, at the Futures game, Connor Griffin was there because the dude is outstanding at the game of baseball. And the injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. So, of course, Connor Griffin gets hit in the wrist with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And it looked very scary at the time. And Ben Charrington said on his show yesterday they are flying Connor to Pittsburgh to get a second look at it, but they believe he's okay. His dad tweeted after the game, Connor Griffin's, that he's okay. And Connor said after the game that it was a scare, but he'll be all right. Which, oh my God. Can you imagine if he broke his like hamate bone or something, was out for the rest of the year?
Ridiculous.
Charrington also made it sound like on his radio show that we might not see Connor Griffin in AA this year. And one of the reasons is they like their prospects to go through some adversity at every level before they promote said prospect. And I started to think a lot about that. I don't know. Is that a good philosophy? I'm not saying it's not, but I had never really quite heard it be put that way.
What if a player doesn't go through adversity and needs to go through adversity at a higher level?
Right. You're just going to keep him in Greensboro?
Until he goes bad?
Well, he's going to hit 15 more homers this year and just have an outstanding season. You're going to go, oh, well, let's just keep him here forever. What, 5 years down the line, he's in Greensboro hitting 60 homers a season. He's never struggled once. Yeah, I think if he keeps crushing it, you promote him. And you see what he does against double-A pitching. That's a significant jump. I have no problem with him making the jump. I want this guy on the Pirates as soon as humanly possible. And if he continues to show that he crushes high-A pitching, then why the frig wouldn't you just get him to Altoona as soon as humanly possible? I don't really understand that logic now that I am talking it out with one Doran Dickerson. Well, we'd like him to suck for a little bit, so we see how he bounces back. What if he doesn't?
Right.
I mean, you're going to hit balls at guys, and I mean, he might have a couple of games where he goes 0-for. Is that what we're talking about, or do you want to see him go on like a two-week-long string of stinking? It's weird to me. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. People texting in that Ben Charrington's not going to get let go because Bob Nutting doesn't want to pay him not to work. But as we said, that already happened with Clint Hurdle and with Neil Huntington. And I'm guessing both of those guys made more than Derek Shelton and Ben Charrington.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Hurdle was getting a lot of money from the Pirates relative to other managers in Major League Baseball. He had taken them to the playoffs 3 times. They hadn't been to the playoffs since the early 90s. So paying him not to work, I would guess, is a lot more money than paying Derek Shelton not to work. Here's another tweet. This from Angry Bike Lane. They listen to us every morning. Angry Bike Lane does, and sometimes they're quite mean, but I think this is a good point. I bet Charrington is the guy for a couple more years because they know there isn't anyone out there who would come to this bleep show. I think sometimes it gets overstated, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 30 of these jobs. Now, if it came down to Pittsburgh or Washington needs a GM, then yeah, maybe you would take the Washington job over Pittsburgh's.
Yeah.
But if you are up for a GM job and you're going through the interview process and a team wants to throw you a bunch of money to run their organization, you're going to take the job. Unless there's a better suitor out there.
Well, I would look at the situation where this isn't as bad as we make it seem, which it is very bad most of the time. If you look at the construct of the roster, you have a really good pitching staff to work from. Like, there's not, it's not like it's all bad. So that's how I'd look at it. Like, it's not like it's all bad. Where I'd have to build it up from pitching to hitting to everything. Like, you still have a little portion of this team that is pretty good.
Yeah. And I think we're circling around it here. If Ben Cherington is to be the GM in 2026, I think that's why he will.
Yeah.
And I won't defend their decision if he comes back to be the guy. Like, I thought he should have been let go when Shelton was let go. And we've had that conversation, it feels like, dozens of times. But if I'm Ben Cherington and I'm up in front of Travis Williams, I'm up in front of Bob Nutting this offseason stating my case for why I should continue to be the GM, I'm pointing to Connor Griffin. I'm pointing to Bubba Chandler. I'm pointing to this pitching staff, which is one of the best ERAs in the National League. I'm pointing to the improvement under Don Kelly, even though he's like six games under 500. I'm pointing to all of those things, and I'm saying, hey, look, give me the necessary resources to spend some money on hitting, and I'll make a trade or two, and we should be able to hit the ball a little bit better next year. That would be my case if I'm Ben Cherington. Now, it would fall on deaf ears for me. I think about where they were last year, Doran, at the All-Star break. They're 48-48 in a game and a half out of a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're 19 games under 500. They are, and this is sickening, 18.5 games back in the division. They are 13.5 games back in the wild card race. Last year, it looked like they were on this upward trajectory. Now, in year two of Paul Skenes, when he's a Cy Young candidate, they're significantly worse off than they were last year. So I know what Ben would say to Bob if he's trying to keep his job. But if I'm Bob, I say, dude, it's year six.
Right.
And, okay, 76 and 86 one year, 76 and 86, and it was more aesthetically pleasing last year. You could make the argument you're on the upward trajectory. You were in it at the All-Star break. You were in it at the deadline. Now you just flush all that away. Like, last year looks like the outlier.
Yes.
So you can't keep the guy. But if they do, they're going to talk about the pitching foundation that he's built up. 412-928-9370. Key Brian Hayes is coveted by the New York Yankees, Bob Nightingale says. Okay. That's another one of those ones I'll believe when I see it.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham probably going to get moved out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll be able to get an asset that's going to help you in the near term for Tommy Pham. I think he is going to be one of those flips you get, like a high A guy with some upside. But as the Bucks get now into the All-Star break, he was their hottest hitter for the entirety of June, man.
Wait, a home run yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Four in his last 14 games with an OPS over 1,000.
Crazy.
Man, is this something that they knew about in the offseason too, I wonder?
The eye thing?
The eye thing. And if it was, you need to be spending the entirety of the offseason trying to figure that out. Now, maybe he did and they just never found a solution.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the issue with him. Then you got Spencer Horwitz with a 638 OPS and he's had that chronic wrist injury. Like, that's two guys that you acquire in the offseason that were your two big, quote-unquote, offensive moves, both of them with health issues. Great. Ja'Marr Chase, Bengals wide receiver, was asked who the toughest corner to face is in the NFL. He mentioned one AFC North guy, and then in his top five may or may not have mentioned a Pittsburgh Steeler door. We'll get into that, plus our look at the Pirates' first half when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ja'Marr Chase, Bengals superstar wide receiver, was asked who are the toughest corners to go against in the NFL. He named a Pittsburgh Steeler. We'll get to that coming up in a few moments. It is the Three River Celebrity Softball Game tonight at EQT Park. Cam Hayward's charity. Doran Dickerson, a big part of that. Our guy Tony Busilli. Well, Nicholas Harry Callis is the manager for team offense, and he is currently putting together the lineup. How are things going in that regard, Harry?
I'm thinking of some places for people to go right now. It's a very early draft. Just looking up player stats from whatever sport they played, seeing if they're fast, seeing if they're strong. And I'll translate that into baseball and softball terms.
What if you're Joey Molinaro and you're just a funny guy? What do you do with him?
Well, I was paying attention to the show. I know sometimes you think I don't.
Sometimes you don't.
You're right. But I heard Joey Molinaro can actually hit, so I might put him in the middle of the order. We'll see.
He's probably the best hitter.
Yeah, so I'll probably put him in the middle of the order. Why not?
We're going to talk to Joey Molinaro coming up at 8:35. There are still some tickets available. You go to WashingtonWildThings.com. It's a wonderful event. Doran, what position do you want to play?
I don't know. My shoulder's still kind of jacked up from a couple months ago when I messed it up, but maybe first base where I don't have to throw. I could catch.
How about that?
Yeah, this is the issue, though.
Doran wants to be part of the requests. He wants to be part of all the action.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe first or second. Does that make sense? Or center field, I guess, because, I mean, I could just lob one in.
I always thought second base was the most fun in these sort of softball games because you get to run around, you get to pick the ball, and then you don't have to make the throw from shortstop.
Right.
Some people don't run hard out of the box in these things, and that will make shortstop fun. But if you got people who are running out of the box, I know you're different than me. You can actually throw the ball hard. But I would never want to play shortstop because I'd make the play. I got the range, but then I can't make the throw.
Yeah, I wonder if like James Harrison's going to run hard out of the box.
It's a great question.
I don't know. He might just jog, or he might just be like, yeah, I'm taking off.
He might just be running around the bases.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys just...
I could see James Harrison, like me being at shortstop, you know, picking it and throwing to first, getting him out clearly, and him be like, I'm safe. And everybody should be like, he's safe. He's safe.
We'll allow it.
He's good.
Now, Harry, who's pitching for our team? Because I know that Pony loves to pitch for his squad. Is it going to be you?
It is going to be me, it seems, yes. I'm excited to do it. I didn't anticipate that happening, but then I realized I'm the manager and we don't have anybody that's pitching, so yeah, I'll do it.
Have you thought about the reality of you lobbing underhand
softballs to James Harrison.
So I've actually, no, I haven't thought of that, actually. That's going to be an experience.
That is one of the most terrifying scenarios that I could ever paint, I think.
I got some advice from some people this weekend.
Throw it and run?
My girlfriend's dad was actually very excited. He actually used to pitch in like some leagues for slow pitch softball, and he was giving me some advice, and I'm like, I don't know if it's that hardcore, but I appreciate the advice. So I've gotten some advice to not just get absolutely shellacked with line drives back at me.
You do know that the selling point, though, is the celebrities hitting the ball very far.
Right, so I'm...
So you're not, like, trying to get these guys out, I don't
know. No. Like I said, it's not that serious. I'm going to put the ball over the plate. You know, I hope we win. Like, I'm still pitching to for my team to win, but, like, yeah, I get what it's for. I don't want to think too much about it. Now you're making me think about it.
I got him all nervous. James Harrison up there in his batting stance.
No, because now you're making me think, like, oh, do I want to make them miss it, or do I want to... You know, or do I want to support the charity and just let them hit bombs off me? But I want my team to win. And Pony's bragging because he's got an unestablished, undefeated record. And so, no, now I'm thinking too much. I'm not nervous. I just don't want to think too much. I'm just going to pitch.
Unestablished winning.
Just don't strike out Harrison.
Yeah.
That's all. That's just.
I would just rule of thumb. I would ask him where he wants the ball.
Should I just put it on a tee for him then?
I'll
just save myself.
Yeah. Yes. And then I think when you've released the ball, you sprint back to second base. Get as far away as humanly possible. But don't turn your back. Maybe a back pedal?
Yep.
Lob it up and just back pedal to second base.
Pedal.
Speaking of back pedaling, cornerbacks, Ja'Marr Chase. Want to take a guess at who he thinks the best cornerback is that he has faced? It's an AFC North guy.
Denzel Ward?
Damn right.
Yeah.
So he said Denzel Ward is the toughest competitor he goes against. But then when asked for his top five, you know who he mentioned next? Joey Porter Jr.
Really?
And he called him smooth.
Hmm.
That's a high compliment.
That is a very high compliment.
From one of the most popular players.
Joey Porter Jr., he's very long and gangly. Like, he's big. He's almost 6'3". So whenever you are a shorter receiver than the corner, it does make it very hard. His arms are so long.
Yeah.
It makes it hard to be able to get off the line. It makes it hard to be able to separate because they are... You know, they are always so within distance because of how long they are. It is a challenge, but the smooth part is kind of the part where I'm like, whoa, that's a good compliment because he doesn't seem smooth.
That would not have been the word that I would use to describe Joey Porter Jr. Handsy,
yep,
physical. I mean, he's lean, he's fast, he's long, but I wouldn't think of him as smooth. And a lot of the time, they do the hack-a-shack, and he's guarding T. Higgins, and he's yanking them all over the field. But a big compliment there from Ja'Marr Chase. And if he could be as good as Chase says he is, boy, would that not go a long way. If these corners are as advertised, now with Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, and Joey Porter Jr., that's going to help the pass rush, and the defense should be able to get after the quarterback the way that we're used to seeing. Last year, they didn't. But I'm thinking a lot of man coverage, and all three of those guys are good in press. I mean, it makes it tough to get off the line. And then that's when T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward can get home. But you need to see that jump this year from Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah.
I don't think he was bad last year, but he was definitely up and down, and he did not take that linear step forward that you'd like to see from year one to year two.
It's really going to help him. And we said this whenever, you know, even Patrick Peterson was here for Joey Porter Jr. It's always good to have somebody in the room that is a veteran. Now he has two guys that have won Super Bowls and are veterans and were regarded as one of the best corners in the league, you know, in the top five at least, both of them at some point in their career. So having those guys in the room, he should take a big jump this year. You know, learning from those guys, you know, picking their brains, things of that nature, and practice the little things that they do and watching. He should take that jump this year with having those advisors in the room, for sure.
It's a difficult division to play corner in. Cincinnati. Baltimore's got their best cast of skill position guys that they've had since Lamar Jackson. They just added DeAndre Hopkins to the mix, and he ain't what he used to be, but, I mean, what is he, their fourth or fifth option? What's the Steelers' fourth option, fifth option? Roman Wilson?
Yeah, Calvin Austin.
Calvin Austin? Which, I don't want to sell Calvin Austin short, but...
Not DeAndre Hopkins. You know, he's not DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
Still.
No. No, you ask Denzel Ward who he'd rather go one-on-one against, I think he's going to say Calvin Austin.
412-928-9370. A lot of people texting in that Harry should go high and hard on James Harrison in slow pitch softball.
I'm just going to say this.
Just lob one up near his head.
If you do that in any other situation in life, I'd have your back. But not this one. You're on your own.
The list of people that Doran would get in between to protect Harry Callis is long.
Mm-hmm.
You would defend Harry if there were legitimate harm coming his way 99 times out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
The one is James Harrison.
Right. Yeah. He's on the list.
James Harrison has to be on a top five list of the scariest human beings walking the earth right now.
And that could back it up.
Oh.
You know, there's one thing about being scary, big, strong, intimidating looking, but then there's another whenever you got the dudes that'll back it up.
It would be great video, though, if Harry lobs one up high, right around the dome of James Harrison.
Like, you should hit him.
I think he'd play along. I think it'd be funny, actually.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's not, what is he going to do?
He's not going to go out there and beat his ass.
No.
Probably.
What if I threw it overhand at his head?
Nope.
Don't do that.
Nah, then he would come out there and kick your ass. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette joining us at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, a great local story, and we probably haven't given him enough time of late, so we'll do so when we return. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Noah Hiles going to be joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Noah was at the MLB draft last night. So we will talk to him about Seth Hernandez, the sixth overall pick. He will be at the Home Run Derby tonight, where O'Neal Cruz will be taking part and is the favorite in some circles. And he will be at the All-Star Game on Tuesday when Paul Skenes takes the bump for the NL. Wanted to mention this, though. Our guy, Neil Shipley, Doran. He trailed by 7 shots entering the final round of the Corn Ferry Tour stop in Colorado on Sunday. And he started his front nine with 3 straight birdies, then had a par, then went birdie eagle, shot a 29 on the front nine, 64 on the day, won by a shot at 18 under.
Wow.
And how about this? This is from Jeff Hathorn on 93.7thefan.com. Shipley had a 7 on the card on Sunday and still shot a 64.
Wow.
So good for him, but the big story is, if he wins one more time, even if he doesn't, he probably is going to get his PGA card. But if he wins one more time, he's a shoo-in.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Fantastic. What a story.
What a nice young man, too.
Just getting better and better, too. That's great. That's great to watch and to be able to watch him as the years go on these events that you know, we somewhat cover whenever it's the summertime. Obviously, the Masters and the Open, things of that nature. I mean, to see him be a part of that, it's going to be fantastic. Wish he was a part of the U.S. Open this year in Pittsburgh, but
yeah,
it's all good.
He went as a fan.
He'll be a part of the next one in 10 years.
Oh, I'd bet good money on that.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure. He'll be, what, 36-ish? No, he'll be 32, 3?
One of those.
In his mid-30s. He'll be your age, I think.
Thank you.
What is he, 24?
Yeah. He averaged 350 yards a drive and had a drive of 410 yards. He had 1.6 putts per green in regulation, which was the best of anybody in the tournament. Second win on the Corn Ferry Tour this year, top developmental organization of the PGA Tour. So way to go. Lebo guy, Lebo native, Neil Shipley. I've done nothing with my life.
Zero.
I'm a little jealous of Neil. I wish, I've thought about this. It'd be cool to like be a rock guitarist, but I think making good money playing golf might be the best way to make money.
The best.
And I think about Tiger and yeah, but a lot of his injuries, yeah, the back, I mean, had to do with the golf and the neck and all that. A lot of that was other stuff off the course. But these guys, like, playing football is a great way to make money, but you are beat to a
you're
pulp.
You're paying for it.
Yes.
You're paying for it. If you could be like a J.J. Spawn.
Oh, what I would give to be J.J. Spawn.
Like, I mean, you don't have to be in the top tier all the time, but you win a couple. I mean, J.J. Spawn from winning the U.S. Open is going to make so much money outside of the purse of the U.S. Open just because he's the winner of the U.S. Open.
Right.
Endorsements. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it'd be a great way to live. But it'd be a lot of pressure every week, but it'd be a great way.
I mean, Doran, Neil Shipley doesn't even have his card yet. He's earned $305,000 in 17 events at the Korn Ferry Tour. He earned $410,000 last year. His total career earnings are $715,000 in just 2 years. I mean, that's really high-end regular people money right there. If he just did that for the rest of his life, he'd be living great. But he's going to earn much more than that. We already know that.
Does he win an event in the next year? Like, after he gets his card?
Oh, I'm not putting it past
him. This time next year, will he already have one under his belt?
Sure.
Okay.
I have no idea how to answer that. I'm not a golf guy, but I'm going to say, why would I say no?
Right.
Don't put me in that position.
Well, it's your guy, Mal Levitin.
Lebo guy.
Yeah.
We hang out all the time, me and Neil.
Do you?
No.
You guys have a lot in common.
We one time spoke on the phone.
We spoke to him on the phone, yeah.
Together, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only time I ever talked to him. Very nice via text.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, Noah Hyles live from Hotlanta, where all the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities are going on. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 79, low of 71. Should be nice in Washington County for the softball game tonight. First pitch at 7 o'clock, going to be in the mid-70s. Partly sunny. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.